A part of the world that usually epitomizes cold is now unseasonably very, very hot. Regions of northern Siberia are routinely 10 degrees higher than usual, often cracking 30 degrees. Yakutia is a cold, wintry place, she says. I didn't think it would ever get so hot here. The implications of the heat wave for Russia's landscape are already severe. 1.7 million hectares of forest and tundra are now on fire, including some areas that are less than 15 kilometers from the Arctic Ocean.
This fire season seems to be quite extreme.
Anton Benislavsky is Greenpeace Russia's wildfire coordinator.
So a lot of forests would be heavily damaged and destroyed.
Canada's Arctic is, of course, heating up too as climate change alters the Gulf Stream current, propelling warmer air north.
It's remarkable, scary.
Tundra ecologist Greg Henry is usually up on Elmsmere Island about now, monitoring climate change. But the pandemic has kept him back at UBC in Vancouver this season.
The Arctic has accumulated an awful lot of carbon. In fact, the sort of best estimates we have now is about twice as much carbon in the soils of the Arctic than is in the atmosphere right now. We'd be speeding it up if the fires got in there and started burning that carbon that's been locked away for thousands of years.
It's not just Russia's forests and air quality that suffered. This river turned crimson last month after 20,000 tons of diesel fuel leaked from a mining company reservoir. It appears thawing permafrost that held the containment area together melted. Greenpeace says government oversight is badly lacking, as are measures to mitigate climate change.
With a total lack of will to solve the problem, brings us to the fire catastrophe every year.
Though there was cooler weather this week, forecast models show fires continuing to spread. And this week's blip doesn't alter the projection for more extreme Arctic weather events, as the region heats up twice as fast as the rest of the world. Chris Brown, CBC News, Vancouver.